All right. Anyway, the mice, I started going over this thing.
If anybody wants to look at the computer, there's a video, a link to a video. You can watch the video if you want.
How do I get the link to the video? It's on
should I email? I'll email it to Rabbi Gleaner.
Yeah, why not? Please, thank you. I mean, I have to see it sometime. Okay, anyway, the mice, I was going over this figure here, and I'm beginning to like this figure. You know, I'm beginning to think that we're onto something very nice. So let's just review. Basically, really, Rav Nochem, I don't know if you people got a chance to read the Rav Nochem. He, in a certain sense, organized the sugya very well. I don't understand what he's saying offhand, but he organizes it very nicely. You know, the parts of him, you know, if they cared, the large parts of him are very good, very much what we were saying.
Exactly, yeah.
One thing I don't understand what he's saying, but okay. Basically, so what happened is, let's go over the sequence of the sugya. We started, the Gemara says, there's a machlokes Rav Nachman and Rava, whether you're poso for the previous edus or not. The Gemara says, according to Rava, you are, and Rav Nachman, you're not. The Gemara's havamina was, and it's totally in the machlokes Rav Huna Rav Chizda, which means that the Gemara and the havamina could not have any other explanation in Rava, except saying that because of Rav Chizda. Then the Gemara says, no, that's not true. Rava can hold like Rav Huna and still be poso because it's also edus. Rashi translates also edus to mean it's the same topic, also karka. That's how Rashi translates also edus. Now, the question is, so Rav Baruch Meir appearing is bothered by Akasha. The Gemara is Havamina. Why is the fact that it's Rav Chizda? Why does that help for Rava? In Rav Chizda's case, you're poso only for future edus. But in Rava's case, you're passing him for a previous edus. So the Rav Baruch Meir answers that the Gemara is using edus shebato miksaso bato kula in the Havamina. And the Gemara is assuming that edus shebato miksaso bato kula. Now there are two requirements for edus shebato miksaso kula. I think saying it this way makes it much clearer. In order to say edus shebato miksaso bato kula, you need two things. One is it has to be one edus, because there has to be a connection between the two parts. And two, you need bato miksaso. You need that one part has a real psul. So what the Baruch Bear is saying, that the fact that it's Tokadei Dibur gives you that connection. According to Rav Chizda, you also have a real psul. So therefore you checked off on the two parts. According to Rav Huna, you don't have a real psul. So therefore, granted they're connected, you don't have a psul. According to Rav the Baruch Bear, what's the Gemara's answer? So Pashtus, the Gemara cannot be using Eidu Shabbato Miksaso Bato Kuda and the Maskana, because the Gemara is going in Rav Huna. And Rav Baruch Bear is telling us that in Rav Huna there's no psul. So making it Eidus Achas, Eidus Achas is not going to, Eidus Achas is only going to make it more one, but it doesn't make it a psul. It's like I gave the guys today a mashal. If I have a car and the car has a good motor, but it doesn't have wheels. So now the solution is not to give it another motor. Giving another motor doesn't solve the problem. So according to Baruch Meir, the Gemara, even in the Havamina, knew that these two aduses are linked together. Araya and Rava, they're linked together. The problem the Gemara felt that according to Rav Huna, you can't say either Shabbatah Miksaso Bato Kula is because there is no psul here. So saying Oso Edis is just linking the Edis together, but that wasn't our problem. We already knew the Edis are linked together. So you can't say either Shabbatah Miksaso Bato Kula because there's no psul.
Right. But I thought he's more like negay bedaver.
So you have to say, I agree with you, that according to Rav Baruch Meir, the Gemara's answer is not with Eidus Shabbatah Miksaso. In other words, According to Rav Chisda, you can have Eidah Shavata Miksasa in Rava. You don't even need also Eidah. Also, same topic. Because you checked off on both parts of your list. The fact that you are talking to Deber makes it one Eidah. The fact that you have a psul because of Rav Chisda. According to Rav Huna, you can't get a psul, so there's no Eidah Shavata Miksasa Bata Kula. But if it's so Eidah, there's a completely different psul, nothing to do with Eidah Shavata Miksasa Bata Kula. It's a new psul, right? That's what I think he would have to say according to the Birkei Shmuel.
According to the Birkei Shmuel, just to clarify, we have to have it that the Eidah happened toch kedei dibur. I mean, let's say if it happened 20 minutes later, or a day later, they came in Vasai, same Eidah, and they came in the next day. No. His whole piece falls apart. The Gemara doesn't say toch kedei dibur.
Yes, the whole thing would fall apart.
But
yes.
The Gemara doesn't say toch kedei dibur. So how can you follow back like that?
You cannot have Eidah Shabbatah Miksasa. There have to be Eidah Shabbatah Miksasa. I'm talking the Gemara is Havamina. Maybe in the Maskana, maybe. But the Gemara is Havamina. It's Eidah Shabbatah Miksasa. No one would ever say Eidah Shabbatah Miksasa if they're not toch kedei dibur.
I just don't understand. So how does the Rebbe there know that? That's I just can't. I'm struggling with Rebbe there because the Gemara doesn't say one word about the Dibur.
The Rashba and the Ritva, they all mention Eidah Shabbatah Miksasa Bata Kula and the Sugya. So apparently that's accepted that when the case is he said them. The Gemara is describing the case. It means they said them one after the other.
It's a whole different halacha. I'm just saying it's a whole different halacha. The whole Gemara has come out because it's totally on this toch kedei dibur.
Everyone is assuming that way. It's not just. You know, Rabbi Abir, the Rishonim say that too. So I don't know. I don't think that's a problem.
They say we're saying it would be a different din. The whole Gemara is having that could be a different din if it came the next day. I'm saying it's very fun.
Okay. So the Maisa, that's what I think you would have to say. Pashas and Rabbi Abir, you have to say that the Havamina was that your Pasul, the Havamina was that your Pasul because of Eidah Shabbatah Miksasa. That's only in Rav Huna, not in Rav Chisda. In Rav Chisda, not in Rav Huna, because in Rav Chisda you have a psul, and Rav Huna you don't have a psul. The Gemara's answer, Eiso Eidah, doesn't address the problem, because the reason why you don't have Eidah Shabbatah Miksasa in Rav Huna, because there's no real psul. So saying Eiso Eidah doesn't do anything. Eiso Eidah can make it more one, but it can't supply a psul. So you have to say that Oiso Eidah is working now mitam Eidah Shabbatah Miksasa. That's Rav Baruch Bar Abba. That would be Pashim Shah. The problem is...
The Teretz.
That's what I'm saying. The Teretz would be, a different, like Shmuel said, that there's nothing to do with Eidah Shabbatah Miksasa. It's a different svara than Nogeya B'davar. You prove that you're not trustworthy on this karka. So even if it wouldn't be Toka Dei Dibur, even if it'll be totally different Eidah, you know, a dus in time, but it's a topic. Since this topic, we don't trust you. So it's a whole different svara. Nothing to do with Eidah Shabbatah Miksasa, because even if it'll be two different Eidah, but if you want to talk on this topic, you lost your nemunas on this topic. The problem is, I mean, we had three questions, but the biggest question now is that the Rashba, I don't know if you people read the Rashba. The Rashba says, Beferish, 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 that the Gemara's Maskana is that it's a psul of Eidah Shabbatah Miksasa Bato Kula. It says that Beferish. So that Pashta shrugs up Rav Baruch Bar, because the Baruch Bar is saying that in Rav Huna, there's no psul here. So then how in the world can the Rashba say that the Gemara's Maskana is Eidah Shabbatah Miksasa Batla Kula?
Right? Unless the Gemara changed.
Well, they're weird, but that Gemara doesn't... Why, but then the Gemara is not saying what they changed on. And the Gemara should just change on that point. But by the Gemara, only the only thing the Gemara said is they brought in that it's Eiso Eidah. That's not relevant. Eiso Eidah, we already had, according to Rav Baruch Bar, we already have the two Eidahs joining together because we joined them together in Rav Chisda. So we don't need to join the two Eidahs together. In order, as I said, there's two requirements for Eidah Shabbatah Miksasa Bata Kula. You need the Eidus to join together, and you need a psul. And according to Rav Chisda, you have both. According to Rav Huna, the Havamina was, you have the Eidus joining together, but you don't have a psul. So the Gemara say, well, you know what? Here it's also Eidus. Also Eidus isn't going to give me a psul. And now you want to join the Eidus together? We already knew that. We knew in Rava the Eidus was joined together. I don't need also Eidus to join the Eidus together. We had the or Eidus joined together in Rava. So the Gemara's answer is not, I can't have anything to do with Eidus Shabbat the Mitzasa, according to Berger Shmuel. No. You people don't agree. People, you want to disagree, you can. I don't see it. Don't look like people agree. The Gemara
is also Eidus and Kula Eidus Achasi. Rebbe saying means the same thing in Baruch Ber.
No,
when the Rashba says the words Kula, he says,
I don't know. Yeah,
the Rashba's Russian. He gives a Kleimar, and he says, I call Eidus Achasi. What's he adding in the Kleimar?
I don't know, but he's going on this line of the Gemara, right?
I'm saying so.
The Rashba says, Beferish, that the Gemara at the end, if anything, I thought the Rashba's Mashba, that Pumpa cared than the Baruch Ber. In other words, the way we're saying about Baruch Ber is that the Gemara and the Havamina, when they thought that Rava, that Rav Chisda's Rava, then they thought that Rav Chisda is using the Svar of Eidus Shabbat the Mitzasa about the Kula. Once the Gemara answers that Rav Chisda is Rav Huna, then the Gemara Parshib Shara Baruch Ber is saying, you're right, we're not passing because of Eidus Shabbat the Mitzasa, but we're passing for a different reason because you're Chashid. But the Rashba is Mashma Pumfaker. The Rashba is Mashma that the Gemara and the Havamina was not possibly because of Eidus Shabbat Miksal Shabbat Kula. And it's only in the Maskana that they're possibly because of Eidus Shabbat Miksal Shabbat Kula. So it's the exact opposite of Rav Baruch Ber is Mashma and the Rashba. Right? We also had Shmuel's Kasha, which I thought was a good Kasha, that according to Rav Baruch Ber, the whole Havamina, that the difference between Rava and Rav Nachman is that according to Rava, you have a psul, and therefore you can say Eidus Shabbat Miksasa. While in Rav Nachman, you don't have a psul, because Rav Nachman holds like Rav Huna. So how could Rashbam say in the opening Gemara that Rav Huna means that this Eidus is Batla? The whole Gemara is Havamina was in Rav Huna, the Eidus is not Batla. So the Rashbam's Loshen was very, very schwer. Right? Because the way that Rav Baruch Ber set it up, that the Gemara and the Havamina thought that Rav Nachman, who holds like Rav Huna, holds the Eidus is not Batla. Therefore, you don't have a din of Eidus Shabbat Miksasa Batla Kula. Rav holds like Rav Chisda, holds the Eidus is Batla. So why does Rashbam say in Rav Nachman, Eidus Achila Batla? Right? That was your Gasha.
Rav Nachman says the Rashbam is not looking like the Rashba Rav Baruch Ber. It's right. A whole different system.
Right.
And we said that as well.
We said that also, yes. Rav Nachman sets up the sugya almost exactly like we said, except for one little thing, that he says exactly what we said, that there's a different way to learn the sugya, different than Rav Baruch Ber. He explains it exactly the way I would explain it. And except for one thing, he says that the Rashba is a raya against it. And I thought that the Rashba is a raya to it. So I don't know. There's a little minor problem. But as far as setting up the sugya, he sets it up beautifully. But the way he sets it up, I'm just trying to say, this is Rav Baruch Ber's system. Rav Baruch Ber's system is that the Gemara and the Havamina was using in Rav Huna, in Rav Chisda, Eidus Shabbat Miksasa. In Rav Huna, they weren't using it because it's no psul. So that means in the Maskana, you can't be using Eidus Shabbat Miksasa in Rav Huna. So there's two tremendous kashas, there's two kashas on Rav Baruch Ber's system. One is that Rashi in Rav Nachman, in the Gemara's Hava Mina, said that it is Batla, which is the whole point in the Hava Mina is that Rav Nachman, you don't have Batla. That's a Lashon Kasha. And two, that the Rajba at the end of the Sugya, when we're in Rav Chizda, I'm sorry, when we're in Rav Huna, not Rav Chizda, Rav Huna, because Gemara wants to say that Rav is Rav Huna, he's Rajba says, we are using Eidah Shabbatla. How can you use Eidah Shabbatla in Rav Huna? Your whole Baruch Ber is in Rav Huna, you don't have a psul. And therefore there's no Eidah Shabbatla. I'm not sure. Is this being clear or not clear? Or, I don't know.
Very clear.
Gedalia, you tell me the truth.
The Rebbe said the Bishlama of the other Pshat and why the Rashbam's Teretz is better.
Okay. If you learn the other Pshat that Baruch Ber speaks out is like this. The Gemara, again, we'll say over the site. In order to say Eidah Shabbatla Miksasa Batla Kula, you need two ingredients. That you have to have a Batla and you have to have one Eidah.
Connection.
So Rav Baruch Ber's way is that the Gemara and the Hava Mina thought that Pshat and Rava is Eidah Shabbatla Miksasa because you have both ingredients. But in Rav Huna, you're missing the ingredients of the Psul. And then the maskana, we don't understand what the maskana is. Maskana, because it can't be offering a psul, so it has to be something else. We said in the Rashbam the exact opposite. We said that in order to say the Shabbat, the Miksasa, Bat Lakula, you need two ingredients. You need a connection and you need a psul. The Hava Mina held just the opposite of what Baruch Ber says. I have a mean of hell that you have a psul here, because even in Rav Huna, you have a psul, because the fact, like Rashbam says, Eidus Achida Batla, and that's in Rav Nachman, which is in Rav Huna. So that means that even in Rav Huna, you have a psul, but the Havamina was that there's no connection. I is talking to Dibur. You can't make a connection. And therefore the Hava Mina held that you can't do Eidah Shabbatah Miksasa in anybody. Why in Rav Chizda is it possible? Because there's a special din that the psul of Tolkien, the psul that you're caught to be a liar, passes all your Eidahs, and it moves not just to the future, but it moves back Tolkien de Dibur. So the Hava Mina was that no one can use Eidah Shabbatah Miksasa here because you're missing the connection. Then the Gemara's Maskana is also Eidahs, which Rashi means the same karka. And that, together with Tokadei Dibur, makes a connection. And now we could say Eidah Shabbatah Miksasa Batah Kula. So in other words, the two approaches are exactly opposite. According to Baruch Ber, the Gemara and the Hava Mina was using Eidah Shabbatah Miksasa Batla Kula in Rava, it's not in Rav Nachman. And the Maskana, they're not using Eidah Shabbatah Miksasa Batla Kula Pashas in anyone, and just Rava has a different psul. Because of whatever, a different psul, because I so hate this. And according to what I'm saying is, the Gemara and the Hava Mina was not using Eidah Shabbatah Miksasa about the Kuda in anyone. And Rava had a different psul, if Rav Chizda. And the Maskana is using Eidah Shabbatah Miksasa about the Kuda, according to everyone, Bein Rav Huna, Bein Rav Chizda. Right? So
I'm saying the Rashbam doesn't say, according to Rebbe, He doesn't have to say Oyse Eidus means Oyse Karka if it's because of Teich Kadei Dibur. It could just be on any subject. No, why do you have to point out?
The Gemara holds, that's what I'm saying, the Gemara, according to the Rashbam, I mean, in order to say Eidus Shabbatah Miksasa Batla Kula, again, we need two requirements. You need a bito and you need a connection. So I would claim, not like Rav Baruch Ber, that Toka de Dibur, I mean, I think the Rashba seems to say it beferish, that Toka de Dibur is not enough of a connection for either Shabbat or Miksasa, but the Kula. You need also, I say also, that it's the same Eidus.
So what's the Machlokes Rav and Rav Nachman?
It can be the same.
What?
What's the Machlokes Rav, according to the Rashba? What's the Machlokes whether or not Batla Miksasa applies?
No, according to the...
Rava says, right? Rava says that it's because of Eidus Batla Miksasa and Isaac Karka Batla Kula. And
Rav Nachman, not even in Rav Huna.
I understand. And Rav Nachman doesn't agree with the whole concept of Eidus Shabbat L'Miksasa?
Maybe because he holds, like the Gemara's Havamina, that this is not considered Iso Eidus.
But when is it possible? A guy who could talk two things out of the same side of his mouth. I'm saying, when is it possible? The whole
Yisoid...
Not
simultaneous.
No, because it's not, in other words, we're saying that in order to make it Eidus Shabbat L'Miksasa Shabbat L'Kula, you have to have two requirements. First, you have to connect them, and you need a psul. And the way you connect them, the havamina was that they're not connected because Toka de Dibur alone doesn't connect them.
So what does connect
maskana, them? One second. The maskana is that Rav is saying that they are connected because it's Oiso Karka.
So when does Rav
Nachman hold that Oiso Karka is not enough to connect?
So when does he hold of the Shas concept of Batla Miksasa Batla Kula?
I don't know. I'm not a Bucky in Shas, but it could be. It seems.
I'm just saying it's very more according to Rebbe, though, because
it seems that Obi, it's debatable whether this is considered the same topic or not, because even though it's Oiso Karka, but it's coming to get Oiso Karka from two totally different avenues. One Eidus was the Karka is yours because it was your father's. And one Eidus is the Karka is yours because you were Achla Shnei Chazaka. So it sounds like to me that the Gemara and the Havamina and Rav Nachman felt that that's considered two separate Eidus. And therefore, you cannot say Eidus Shabbat Miksasa Kata Kula because they're not connected enough. They're not, even though the Toka de Dibur, Toka de Dibur for sure doesn't make the connection. The only thing that can make the connection is Toka de Dibur together with one Eidus. And the Havamina is that this is not considered one Eidus because you're coming from two different approaches. If I would say that Reuven killed Shimon, how did he kill Shimon? I saw him take a gun and shoot him and take a knife and chop off his head. I don't know, maybe that's the same thing. You know, but here saying that the carcass is because it was his father, and the carcass is because he's Akla Shnei Chazaka, are two different. They're coming from two different angles. They're two different, and that's not called one Eidus. And therefore, you can't say Eidus Shabbat Miksasa Shabbat Kula. That would be Rav Nachman, and that was a Havamina. But it's very nice, and what we're saying is as follows. If you don't say like Rav Baruch Ber, we're saying that Rav Baruch Ber says that Rav Huna is not a real psul to say Eidus Shabbat Miksasa. We say no, Rav Huna of course is a real psul to say Eidus Shabbat Miksasa. Haraya, Rashi right away in Rav Nachman said Eidus Potato. Haraya, the Rashba at the end of the sugya says Eidus Shabbat L'Miksasa, even though we're going in Rav Huna.
And that's because Shmei Yotreis is
that Rava holds like Rav Huna.
Is that because
what was the Havamina? The Havamina was because they're not connected. And the Maskana is connecting them, that's all. Yeah, I'm sorry, now what?
No, I'm saying, and the reason why it's Batal, even in Rav Huna always, is because of what Rebbe said the other day, because Trey come, we're taking a position on that, like also another okay. Big.
I don't know. Either it's just Trey Commandalessa, or some people said that even without Trey Commandalessa, since.
No, because in Rav Nachum, it's not Mashma based on that. Rav Nachum,
okay, I don't know. Okay, I don't know. Maybe it could be because since practically speaking, Bezin cannot accept these Eidus, it makes no difference why. That's also called Batla. because the Eidus don't do anything. The Eidus are not accepted. In other words, they're not accepted. Maybe they're not accepted because there's counter Eidus against them. So that's called that could be. In other words, it's, once Eidus is not accepted for any reason, that's called butla.
I'm having trouble understanding that. According to Rebbe, everybody's agreeing to the first step. It's just somehow the Rashbam and the Rashba are splitting when it comes to what the teretz is. In other words, according to Rebbe, the Rashbam and the Rashba are not arguing what the first of the Havamina is, are they?
There's no machlokes. Everyone.
Right. So when it comes to the teretz, there's some kind of machlokes, right?
No, there's no machlokes.
So but the Rashba says Eishabat Bazot Kula, and the Rashbam says Oisa Eidus means Oisa Karka. You don't have to say Oisa Karka.
Oisa Karka and Oisa Karka. And Oisa Karka makes it one Eidus, and therefore we say Eidus Shabbat Miksasa Bata Kula.
He doesn't need Oisa Karka. He could do that even if it's two pieces.
No, not true.
The Rashba doesn't say that, right?
Okay, yes, he does. I think he does. According to me, I'm saying that the Gemara's Oso Eidus means Oso Karka in the Rashba too. And the Gemara is being Mechadesh that Oso Karka allows you to say Eidus Shabbat the Miksasa about the Kula. The Havamina, everyone agrees that Toka de Dibur alone does not make that connection. The Rashba command says that the Feirish. Toka de Dibur will not make a connection. If you said Geneva and Tovach U'Mochar, which are two different Eidus, even though you send them Toka de Dibur, we do not say Eidus Shabbata Miksasa Bata Kula, because it's two different topics. It's in order to make an Eidus Shabbata Miksasa Bata Kula, you need one topic. So the way I'm reading the Gemara, the Gemara and the Havamina thought that this is two topics. Therefore, even though it's Toka de Dibur, the Havamina was, it's not Shaykh here, Eidus Shabbat HaMiksasa, because it's two topics. Either is a psul, because even Rav Huna, there's a psul, and Rav Chisda, for sure, there's a psul, but you don't have one Eidus. Ever the Gemara, very simple. You have one Eidus, according to Rava. And therefore, Rava holds, you have Eidus Shabbat HaMiksasa, about the Kuda. Even in Rav Huna, Rav Nachman says, agrees with the Havamina, there's not one Eidus. And therefore, you don't have Eidus Shabbat HaMiksasa about the Kula.
Just that last step of what brings the Eidus together, it just seems
Rashba says it's the same topic.
Right. And the Rashba seems to say it's the purpose of the Eidus is the same.
That's the same thing. That means the same topic.
If I'm talking about two different lands, but both of the Eidus has the same purpose, or the same goal is to give it to this person, has nothing to do with the fact that it's on this piece of character.
It's the same
accomplishment.
Because you're giving the same land.
That's what he doesn't say. Okay, fine. I just didn't see it in the Rashi.
You're making a machlokes, Rashi and Rashbam in the Rashi for no reason.
Okay. Fine.
Anyway, but it's very nice. In other words, the machlokes, the basic machlokes between us and Rav Baruch Ber, me myself, Rav Baruch Ber, is Rav Baruch Ber is assuming that in Rav Huna you don't have a real psul, and therefore in Rav Huna you can't say Eidus Shabbat HaMiksasa Bata Kula. So he's very good in the Gemara's Havamina, but then what's the maskana? So you have to say the maskana is not Eidus Shabbat HaMiksasa about the Kula, because the maskana says Rava holds like Rav Huna. But the Rashba says the Feirish, to read the Rashba inside, that the maskana is using Eidus Shabbat HaMiksasa about the Kula. So I say Zetmin Defun, Pumfakir from Rav Baruch Ber, that even in Rav Huna you do have a psuo. And the Rashbam is master in that way, because he said in Rav Nachman, Eidus Tachila Beteda. So apparently it is Bato. But the reason why the Havmina didn't think you have Eidus Shabbat HaMiksasa is because they're not connected enough. I is Toka de Dibur, Zemin the Fun, Toka de Dibur is not enough to connect you. And therefore the Gemara's Havmina was that Bain and Rav, you can't use Eidus Shabbat HaMiksasa Bato Kula, because they're not connected. In Rav Chisda, they're possible for a different reason, because Rav Chisda says that you're possible for all Eidei Shebetaira. But Meiser Rav Nochlim says this, right? That's what Rav Nochlim is saying. That Rav Nochlim also made that diik from the Rashbam that Rav Chisda is not possible because of Eidei Shebatal Miksasa, but he's possible because of Kol Eidei Shebetaira, which is what we were medayik from the Rashbam. And it's only in the Maskana, once the Gemara says, oh, so Eidus, then and only then can you get in Eidus Shabbat Miksasa Batla Kula. Okay. If there's any question, otherwise maybe I should read the Rajba inside. But
is there a reason that we can't use Batla in the Rebbe system? We can't use Batla Miksasa Batla Kula and the Havmin also according to Rava, and Rav Huna holds it's not enough of a connection. Rav Chisda holds that it is. And the
why is that Tanya Machlekes Rav Huna and Rav Chisda? Rav Huna and Rav Chisda are arguing whether they don't argue. The Machlekes Rav Huna and Rav Chisda was in a case of whether for the kosher for other Eidus. They definitely weren't discussing Eidus about the Miksasa, about the Kula.
So meaning that setup would make another second Machlekes for no reason.
Yeah, and where the Gemara see? Gemara says, Leima. Rav and Rav Nach were in the plukta of Rav Huna and Rav Chisda. Where in the world did they see in Rav Huna and Rav Chisda such a machlokes? So according to the Rav Baruch Ber, it's very good because they saw in Rav Chisda there's a real psul. They saw in Rav Huna there's not a real psul. But then the kasha is, okay, so then in the maskana, how do you get Eidei Shebatal Miksasa in Rav Chisda, in Rav Huna? If there's no psu in Rav Huna, what's the Gemara's maskana? The fact that it's also karka doesn't create a psu. If the Havamina held that Rav Huna doesn't have a psu, so what's the maskana? But so we're saying that the Gemara held that you don't have Eidus. Really, Rav Huna also has a psu. Didn't you see that from the maskana? Why did the Gemara and the Havamina not use Eidus Shabbat and Miksasa? Because they felt there wasn't a connection. I said, why in Rav Chisda is it possible? Because you don't need Eidus Shabbat and Miksasa in Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda, you're possible because you're possible to all Eidus.
The same reason you're possible for all Eidus, you're possible here. So Rav Chisda said one thing.
Right. Rav Chisda said one, and has nothing to do with Eidus Shabbat and Miksasa. Rav Chisda the Shittasa. Rav Chisda passes future Eidus. And Togedei Dibur makes present Eidus, or even a second before Eidus, the same as future Eidus.
And that one point of Huna argues on, so he's Machshir other Eidus, and he's Machshir this Eidus.
Right. So that's very good. The Gemara's Avamina. The Gemara's Avamina was an assertion of Machlekes Rav Huna Rav Chisda. Nothing to do with Eidus Shabbat and Miksasa, because they're not connected. And for the Gemara, you made a mistake. They are connected. And therefore, we can say Eidus Shabbat and Miksasa. And once you can say Eidus Shabbat and Miksasa, you can say that even in Rav Huna. Because even Rav Huna, there's a psul.
All in Rava. All in Rava.
Right.
Rav Nachman stays, doesn't change.
Right. Rav Nachman knows that that's not a connection. So okay.
And the cash would be on Rebbe from the Ritva, and the Baruch Ber would have a Raya from the Ritva, though. That's where we ended up, right?
No, I don't think so.
Because he said, "Veloy mitmar Eidus Shabbat Miksasa b'Vaz Kula." That's what Nachman's retort back to him, right? So that wasn't settled.
No, mitmar. I don't know. Let me get back there, because I made a mistake. I thought the Ritva was in the Havamina, but it could be the Ritva's in the Maskana. So then, once we saw the Rajba, I didn't see the Rajba until much last time. Or if I did, I didn't digest it. I guess that's more accurate. Once I see the Rajba seems to say Beferish, after reading more of the inside, that the Maskana is bringing in Eidus Shabbat Miksasa. But the Gemara and the Havamina was not using Eidus Shabbat Miksasa. So then it's very likely that the Rajba, the Ritva, was also only going in the Maskana. And you don't have to make a machlekes, the Ritva and the Rashba. So when the Ritva brought in Eidus Shabbat Miksasa, he was going in the Maskana, because the Rashba says that only the Maskana holds of Eidah Shabbat the Miksasa. Okay, let's read the Rashba inside. I think it's Amanei Rava, and you have the Rashba. Amanei Rava va Eidah Mukheshesi. He could have made it. But Rabbi Dawar Eid Zayim, maybe Kahana Abahu Nitzel. Now, Mina be Baba Kahama, then Afka Mina, the Hegri Dasidu be Gana be Tavachu Macher, the Izim at Tvicha Mechira, no Izim at Gneva, the Tvicha Mechira at Izim Izim, at Gneva Izim, no Izim. But Hako Nami, my Kosha, Kamin Dachira de Ikish Ikish, Avazad lo Ikish, lo Ikish. Now, it's just like over there, Rava splits the Eidus. He says, you're only paso for what you lied on. You're not paso on what you didn't lie on. So here also, Rava should agree that you're only paso on what you lied on. But just like over there, for what you said earlier, the first Eidus, it's the same case. You said two Eidus. You were found to be a liar on the second. So, because you were found to be a liar on the Tzicha Mechira. So Rava says you're still kosher on the first Eidus. So here also, you were about to be a liar on the second. You should be still kosher on the first. The
and I'll talk to the Dibur.
Yeah. The Eishlamar, the Geneva of a Tzicha Shnei Idjusein. Over there, the two Eidus are two separate Eidus. You know, Eidus Geneva lo Yishane Medekefo. Now, Eidus Tzicha Mishane Da De. So they're two different topics. We don't say Eidus Shabbat the Miksasa because they're two separate Eidus. Eidus of Avos and Eidus of Achila, I call Eidus Echon. I call the Shalou. Now he's saying because he's Mefarish Rava. This is what Rava is saying in the Maskana. Kufa the Kaman the Hedge of Esav. This is what Rava is saying in the Maskana, that it's one Eidus. And he quotes the Rava. Rava Amar Adkan Omar Rav Huna, and the Eidus Acheres Avada Oiso Eidus Lo. Loimar that call Eidus Achas. The Eidus Shabbat the Miksasa about the Kula. So he says clearly, Rashba says clearly that in the Maskana we are using Eidus Shabbat the Miksasa about the Kula, even in Rav Huna. Because the Gemara's answer is that Rava is like Rav Huna, but only because it's also Eidus. And the Mashmos of the Rashba, no, isn't the Mashmos of the Rashba, is that only in the Maskana, this is all the Maskana, that Ben Ahavamina, we weren't using Eidus Shabbat the Miksasa.
So is a steer in Rava and Gemara? Is Rebbe saying that the Rashba was comfortable that tackle we couldn't answer Rava and the Havamina?
Yes, because I'm not so worried about that, because Tysus says that the Feirish. Tysus says that. Tysus on Lamed Aleph from a day Aleph. Tysus says, the bottom Tysus, because we couldn't answer the Sira according to that step. That's what Tysus is saying. So, okay, so Tysus says it, so the Rashba can say it.
Could Rebbe say that last step over? Again, please, that what word are you going to tell us for?
No, he's saying it comes out. The Rashba has a kasha, that there's a steer in Rava's. The Rashba's answer is he's using Eidus Shabbat the Miksasa about the Kula because of Oso Eidus. But that means that the Gemara and the Havamina, that thought of Shan and Rava is not because of Eidus Shabbat the Miksasa, according to me, because they didn't know Oso Eidus. But the Gemara and the Havamina thought Shan and Rava is because of Rav Chizda. So then you won't have an answer to the Stira. That's what Shmuel's answering. So that I think is true, because the Rashba says Beferish, he's answering his Kasha by using Rava, by using the Gemara's Kmeforish Rava Gufa Behajet Esoba. So he quotes the Maskana. So if he's quoting the Maskana, the answer is Kasha. So that means the Chaira.
I don't think that's the most.
He doesn't have an answer to his kasha. And I, that sounds fair. So I say Tysus says the same thing.
I'm not sure if that's the most glatt reading. I think I would have read it, this the most shtibel pshat. I don't know if it's in it, is that he's saying this is the pshat, and it's even seen in the maskana. He's not saying, like, I have no pshat over here, but Baruch Hashem, you know, the Gemara makes the earth-shattering, you know, chilek, and maskana, we can have it. It's not the words of Uchad Amrin and Virava. It sounds very calm.
I mean, he says, Abo Hacha, Edis.
But I'm saying he's actually almost like a Bakiya. And as Rabbi himself said,
and that means that beforehand you can't say that, because that's what Rabbi is saying.
I'm just saying the simple reading. He quoted from Daf Kuf Hey, you know, in the Baba Basra, oh, Baruch Hashem, as a Bakiya Raya. Like, I think that would be the most shtibel. I was definitely wouldn't say the other way, that it's mamish, it's a raya that he can't learn it in the Havamim, it's only in the Maskana. Like, I don't know if that, I mean, Rebbe hears that reading as being mochok that way?
Because he says, Kleimar, there's a Kedamar Rava, Amar Ha'akan, no Kamar, Kleimar, this is what Rava is saying. Kleimar, what's Kleimar?
No, just words of Isa Edas mean.
Kleimar means that this is what Rava was saying.
Yeah, that's right. Definitely not great. No matter how you learn,
that means that without Rava, it's not true.
No, he's saying Kloimar because anybody who reads the Gemara doesn't say the word the Ezer Shabbatla, he wouldn't have a job over here, right? Obviously, this is for the Rishonim to say Pshat in Rava's words. But you have to Kloimar it. It's not in the words that it's because of a Shas Din of Ezer Shabbatla.
I call Ezer Achasi and Ezer Shabbatla. So that's Rava. The Gemara doesn't mention a word about Ezer Shabbatla.
Right, that's why it's
only mentions Koe des Achas. So he's saying Kloimar is a Koe des Achas, which allows you to say Eidah Shabbatla, which means beforehand, where we did not have a Koe des Achas, so we cannot say Eidah Shabbatla. And Rava's Chiddush is, the Gemara's Chiddush is that it's a Koe des Achas, and therefore you can say Eidah Shabbatla. Okay, I'm not fully argue with you because it happens to be, I don't know if you people read the Rav Nochem or not. Rav Nochem actually says everything I said just now, except the only thing is he says that the Rashba slugs it up. That's all. Because he read the Rashba like, see, that the Rashba is going even in the Havamina. I don't understand how in the world he could have read it that way. But that's what he says. He says that the Rashba is obviously even in the Havamina. So the Rashba slugs his pshat up. But he was ready to say this pshat. He was saying, until he got to the Rashba, he was ready to say it. But I think the Rashba is...
Maybe just the different levels of how much of Oysa Edis it is. In other words, he wants to answer that even in the Havamina that we could bring this Edis together. Avad is not a stira because we could say that it's something that's a little bit different than over there. He points Gufa out that it's different. Knossim, it's something. But it's definitely not the same level as Tvicha Mechira and Geneva. Over there, Gufa points out it's different penalties. It's mamish different. Over here, we could see the concept of a much closer Zach. And the Gemara answers, no, it's mamish so close. It's Eidim Zavzbat Matakula. Just different levels.
Okay. I'm not sure. But okay. Man, let me wait, leave this yet. Let me just read this. Can you, if you look in the Rav Nochem, he sort of speaks this out. If you look in the Rav Nochem, in the paragraph V'yesh Ratzalaymar, V'yesh Ratzalaymar is exactly what we said. The Kol Shemashikotav Arabra the Eidah Shabbatah Miksasa Patla Kula. Who rock the maskana? That's only in the maskana. Avo b'havamina, mode the rajma, the needin the gemara, I make a psua guf, the eidim. That's al srav chizda. Nothing to do with eidim shabbat the mixasa. Ubezeg gufo shakitari the gemara. Havamina savra ha gemara, the taima the rabu mishum, mikoya psua guf, the eidim. And therefore, the chak sagadaita litos davar zeh, he plucked the the Rava Rav Nachman, he should have said Bepukta the Rav Huna Rav Chizda. Okay. Ube Maskana, Chicha Gemara, the Ba'aiso Edis, Ego Psua Machudish, Cho Edis about the Mixasa, about the Kula. That's exactly what we just said. He said it beautifully. That the Havamina held that you cannot use Eidus Shabbat the Mitzasa because it's not one Eidus. Therefore, if you want to come along and passo, the only way you can passo is by using Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda said that there's a psul for all Eidus. Rav Huna doesn't have a psul for all Eidus, and since it's not Shaykh or Eidus Shabbat the Mitzasa, so the Rav Huna will be kosher. The Gemara's answer is that there is also a this makes it one a this. Since it makes it one a this, so there is a shaykh of a the Shabbat the Mixasa. But maybe even Rav Huna, you have a the Shabbat the Mixasa, because even in Rav Huna, there is a bitul Mixasa. You know, you don't. Rav Huna also has a bitul mixasa. So once you connect it, you'll be pasul Rav Huna. That's exactly what we said. Just for the record, I think there's a misprint here in the Rav Nachum. He says for the chak sal kadaita lichlos davar zeh. We plucked at the Rav and Rav Nachum. That's a misprint. No, the Havamina Sarbak more the time of the Rav Mishum kapsul agul. It should be a pluk to the Rav Huna and Rav Chisda.
Well, if the Gemara is saying, they're saying the same things. So it's all four saying it's they line up exactly. It doesn't really make a difference which way you go. But I mean, yeah, I guess the Gemara says that.
He quoted Rava. The Sagadaita as far as the time of the Rava is because Psua Gov. What's Dover Zeh? What I just said, Shad and Rava. Yeah. It's the plugta, the Rav Huna and Rav Chisda. It's a misprint. So that makes me feel better because once there's a misprint, so I can say, okay, so, you know, I can argue with the rest of it.
What's the difference in the Rav Nachum between when they say from Miksav Kachay or something like that? Does Rebbe have any opinion or Messiah as to?
I don't know anything about it. Rav Nachum was a Talmud or Rav Baruch Ber. And Rav Baruch Ber Shiva considered himself a Talmud Rav Baruch Ber also. Shiva said that after Rav David was Nifter, he took Rav Baruch Ber to be his Rebbe. That's why there's so many Pupushirim on the all Yavamis is Birkei Shmuel. And Kedushin also is a line on Birkei Shmuel. The Rashi only had the first volume of Birkei Shmuel when he was, you know, that early years when he was working on when Rav David was Nifter, they only had the first. Hey, the guy off of Birkei Shmuel, I think. So the Shiva took that, you know, he made that his Rebbe, what he said. So the Shiva was a very, and apparently in general, they say that Granath and Birkei Shmuel were very similar. So Rav Nachum is very it's Chaimdik. He's been dying in the Lashon and Rashi.
Staying in the Sefer, I was just asking in the Sefer, once in a while it says, it's actual Ksav Yadai, like, is that more authentic? Like, of the Talmud,
obviously, it's probably more authentic if he wrote it himself. But the Maisa, the style, you see, even here in this piece, and I didn't read it inside, but in Sadiq Dawid, he was Medayik from the Lashon of the Rashbam, that the Rashbam doesn't agree with Rav Baruch Ber. You know, that's exactly what we did in Sadiq Dawid. I skipped it, but he does the same thing. He says that the Rashbam is obviously saying that it's because of Mikayach the Psul of Gufeidim. That's how we explained the Rashbam. So we were Medayik that from the Lashon of the Rashbam. So he does the same thing. So Rav Nachum is very, very much on our style. I like Rav Nachum, a very beautiful Sefer. He's very much on the style that we learned. But the end of this particular piece, he says, the Rashba shrugs this all up. because he says, if you look just to the part that makes, I don't understand, he says, on the midiray Rashba no mashba hachi, because he brings the Rashba, and if you see that right before there's a break, because the break was the next line, but the last line before the break, so it's four lines in the bottom, he quotes the Rashba, oh, that's the end of the prayer. Kula is the last word of the quote. Mashma midvarav, the tirizu gamma havamina. So he says that the Rashba is mukhruch, that when he said, Eidah Shabbatha miksasa bada kula, he's going even in the havamina. That is exactly the opposite of the way I read the Rashba. I read the Rashba, that it's mukhruch from the Rashba, that he's only saying it in the answer. I read the Rashba. The Rashba says, so that's the maskana. Slaymar, what's pshat in the maskana? So I read the Rashba that he's putting the klaymar into the maskana, and he's saying that the maskana is eidah shabbat the miksasa kovat lakula. So where in the world did Rav Nachum that he says the fakir? He would like to learn like me, but he says that the Rashba shrugs it up because the Rashba, when he says Eidah Shabbat the Mixos Abad Lakula, he's going even in the Havamina. So obviously he's saying like what Svi said is because he wants to assume that the Rashba's Kasha was even on the Havamina, and therefore his answer is on the Havamina, but who says?
Maybe Rebbe's Raya from Tosfos
doesn't answer the Havamina. Why does the Rashba have to answer the Havamina?
Raya from Tosfos is a Raya Fakert. You have to, a Rishon has to say it. If he's the one now causing this problem, you know, you have to, it's, you have to say it out. And, you know, it's a, it's something to swallow. It's not such a glatazach.
Okay, I hear.
How do we learn the Havamina according to Rava? Why is it possible?
According to the Havamina was that since it's not Oso Eidus, it's not Oso Karka, you can't use Eidus Shabbat on Miksasa because there's no glue. But according to Rav Chizda, Rav Chizda said it then that you're possible for future Eidus because there's a, right, even Eidus is not Tokadei Dibur, even Eidus you say later. And since it's Tokadei Dibur, just like Rav Chizda makes you possible for future Eidus, he also makes you possible for present Eidus.
And that is the same as Tficha Mechira, right? There's no way to be Mechalik between that and Tficha Mechira unless you use...
That is correct. That is correct. Now, there's, according to what we're explaining it, the Rashba would have no answer for the Havamina. Yes.
Because it would be nice if structurally Rav and the Maskana wants to fit in with both Rav Chizda and Rav Huna. But he doesn't want to fit in two totally different ways. He doesn't want to say, I would pass him like Rav Chizda, that it's possible for one cheshbon, and like Rav Huna, possible for a totally different cheshbon. So whatever he's saying.
You can have two cheshbons. Like in Rav Huna, I have a cheshbon, and that cheshbon is true in Rav Huna, and there's an additional cheshbon in Rav Chizda. That's not so terrible. The Gemara and the Havamina thought that there's a psul in Rav Chizda and not in Rav Huna. And the Gemara and the Maskana is adding an additional psul, which is according to everybody.
It would be smoother to say that the Rava is saying that which I said in Rav Chizda, the core of what I said in Rav Chizda, I could also put in Rav Huna by just connecting them.
Okay. But that's very hard because then you, I don't know if you can do that, fine.
That would be the structure why the Rashba would maybe want what he's saying in the Maskana to have pre-existed in Havamina.
Okay. I mean, I happen to hear what Svi said too, that it's definitely nicer to put in the Havamina because then you answer the Rashba's Kasha for the Havamina. But to me, the words of the Rashba are come out the Farish that he's only answering his Kasha in the Maskana. Because he quotes the Maskana, he asks the Kasha, and he answers it by quoting the Maskana. So obviously, the answer is contingent on the Maskana. I went to Havamina. The Havamina didn't
the Maskana just illustrates it most clearly.
Okay, I don't know. If you say Kloimar, he's not just illustrating. He's saying, this is what the Maskana is saying.
I mean,
it's
enough of a split.
Okay. Anyway, I think it was stopped. But that's the Maisa, notwithstanding Rav Nachum, I don't stand it. I think it's very nice. We have two opposite ways of learning the sugya. But Baruch Ber was at the Havamina learned Rava in Rav Huna, Rav Tizda, Eidah Shabbatha. But in Rav Huna, you don't have Eidah Shabbatha because you don't have the Psul. If that's the case, the Maskana has to be not Eidah Shabbatha in Rav Huna. The Rashba, the Chayr is Beferish, not like that, because he definitely says in the Maskana, there is Eidah Shabbatha. You have to, and therefore we're trying to say the opposite, that the Havamina thought that you don't have Eidah Shabbatha because they're not connected. Once you connect them, then you have Eidah Shabbatha even in Rav Huna. Okay. All right. Anyway, Shukayach, everybody.
We're continuing this, so we're done with this.
I suspect we're done with it, I suspect. But I don't know. What do we have? We have 2 days till Purim, right? Are we going to learn?
One day.
Esther, we can learn Tainus Esther, because it's not a Tainus yet. The Tainus doesn't start. Oh no, 1 second. When is Purim?
Monday night.
Monday night.
Monday night. Oh, so we only have Sunday. So I assume we should